about the injury list first. We had a lot of guys in practice today. Lance Briggs, Kellen Davis, Devin Hester, Alshon Jeffrey, Chris Spencer, Charles Tillman. Matt Forte was able to do a little bit, some individual drills, but it was definitely on a limited basis for him. So haven't been in that situation very often. Hadn't been in it at all this year, but rest of the guys had to step up, which they did. Since I talked with you last, we've added a couple of players, too. Made a couple roster changes. Andre Garot, you know, offensive lineman has been around, played good football, you know, in the league for a while, for a long time. It's good to get a veteran lineman in here, you know, to replace, you know, a good player in Lance Lewis that went out. Also moving up Patrick Trahan. Patrick's been around here a while in different roles, but been doing a great job on the practice squad, so I have an opportunity to move him up to the 53-man roster. It's definitely something that was earned by him. And then it's an opportunity for guys like Jane Brown, a player that was moved up a couple weeks ago. We've seen some good things from him. We tell guys to be ready at all times. You never know when injuries will force you into action. We have some options as far as how we go on our offensive line. Of course, one option is to start the game just the way we finished the last one, but we have a week to work all of that out. Beyond that, Seattle has beaten us 2 out of 3 times on our home field. Just can't allow that to continue. Simple as that. They're a good football team. You know, running the football on the offensive side, play hard on the defensive side, have a great returner. Both of us, of course, fighting for playoff position, so it should be a heck of a game. It's important. That's why you look to a veteran, you know, a guy that's been in it. You still want a good mix, though. In the end, veteran, guy with experience, guy without experience, best player you feel like can, you know, we can have success with. It still comes down to that, but when you lose a couple of linemen, you know, you have a couple of linemen down for a while, it's good to have a player out there on the street like him. I think most people that's really talked about him have been impressed with what he's been able to do. You know, a rookie coming in, it's hard enough, but a rookie coming in and what we've seen from him, he's a mobile guy, can buy time in the pocket. He's accurate, throwing the ball. Seemed like he has full control of the offense. But I see another good quarterback in the NFL that's running his team and another good quarterback that has his team in position for a playoff spot. So it's kind of simple as that. You know, for him to be the starting quarterback, you know, they put a lot of money into Flynn. For him to beat him out and be in this position kind of tells you all you need to know about him. It's just that. You look to every game. Most coaches, not all coaches, will tell you, well, one of the things they'll talk about is if they did win that turnover battle. I know, and I can really talk about us. No one puts more of an emphasis on it. And not just, I know, you know, we talk a lot about taking the ball away on the defensive side, but we talk a lot about ball security on the offensive side of the football. It just, you can just, again, you can count on that normally being the main reason why a team wins or loses. Just the amount of pressure that they put, playing the run first. You know, Bryant's a good player. They play hard across the board, but you normally judge defensive front based on what they can do rushing the passer. And they have excellent ends on the outside. You know, even a rookie and Bruce Irvin, you know, coming in as another pass rusher. But, and you know how we judge it. We judge pressure based on what you can do with that four-man rush instead of having to rely on blitz, a lot of blitzes, and that's what they can do. So it would be a big challenge for us. Of course, when you have a front like that, you really see the benefits when they're playing at home. You know, hopefully, you know, being on the road, we won't have those same results.